Chapter 9, A Big Sorry. Friday. I flew to school super early tonight. Diary. Mrs. Featherbottom was the only owl there. Hello, Eva. Has the owl times been printed yet? Not yet. I was just about to print it. Why? May I add something to it first? Sure, Eva. Then maybe you could help me pass out the newspapers. I'd love to help. I placed a newspaper on each desk. Everyone started reading as soon as they got to class. The Owl Times. I will always love you, by Eva Winger. I learned something big this week. Friendship is tricky. When I tried to make a new friend, I nearly lost an old friend. My oldest, bestest, Happy always has bestest friend, Lucy Beekman. Lucy always makes me happy, always has time for me, and always lends a helping wing when I need one. I know now that while it's great to make new friends, we must never forget how special our old friendships are. Lucy, I'm so sorry. I miss you. Me and Lucy when we were baby owls. Lucy looked up after she read the article. I flew over. I'm sorry I haven't been a good friend, Lucy. I miss you. I miss you too, Eva. You are the best friend ever. No, you're the best friend ever. I handed Lucy my movie ticket. You and Haley should go see Wingerella before your sleepover. Thank you, Eva, but I want you to come to the sleepover too. Besides, your drawing was amazing. I couldn't see Wingerella without you. Haley must have heard us talking. She flew right over. What if the three of us chipped in to pay for a third ticket? Then we could all go. That's a great idea. That would be... Just then, I realized another big thing about friendship. The more the merrier. Who else wants to come to the movies tomorrow? Everyone raised their wings. Then Mrs. Featherbottom hooted. Eva has perfect timing class. Principal Edmonton said he was so impressed with your newspaper that we can all take a field trip to the movies. Now everyone can go.